for maybe a few stronger storms in the area. It'll be a warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. And again, some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts and maybe some hail. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, I think high temperatures will be at least in the low 80s. There could be some isolated showers around as a front moves through the area. That front delivers much cooler air. Friday's high around 70. I think it's a dry day. I think much of Saturday is dry with a high in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours Saturday night, and some of the storms on Easter Sunday could be severe. We're watching that storm system very carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama nursing homes are facing issues with coronavirus testing delays and getting needed supplies. The Alabama Nursing Home Association says 31 nursing homes in 17 counties now have at least one coronavirus case. The Montgomery County EMA is doing its part to get needed supplies to medical workers. The EMA has given more than 70,000 masks to medical officials and first responders. EMA Director Christina Thornton says they've also given out 200 face shields and 13,000 pairs of gloves. And Selma police arrest a Prattville man for impersonating a police officer. Police say 26-year-old Sean Payton Land is also charged with robbery and criminal mischief. Police say Land is being held in the Dallas County Jail on a $36,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest, he's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down, get ready, I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, a million questions flood your mind.
How can this be happening?
Am I going to be able to work? What's a subtype?
What do I do now?
We know. We went through it too.
But once you start to understand your options,
you can partner with your doctor
and find ways to face MBC on your own terms.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com and learn how to speak up and have a more informed conversation with your doctor.
Some questions have answers.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find some of yours.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. On a Wednesday, a couple of reminders. Sweet Creek Farm Markets got their strawberries in. Just came in, freshly picked. You can go down and get the little small one or the large one. I don't know if he's got the big baskets yet. They also have $25 on the Boston Butts. $35 came off about 2 hours ago. You can go down and pick it up. I think you can do it today, so. And then he's going to have another $60. They'll be ready for tomorrow. You can call 280-FARM, and put in your order and pick it up tomorrow. We can go get it today. They also have two slabs of ribs, as Jim said, baby back. St. Louis style Coke, tender, ooh. And that's two for $25. That is a bargain. They're normally $18 each. So that's $36 down to $25. So that's pretty good. Then they've got the chicken halves. Two halves for $10. That's five each. I can tell you, attest, they are delicious. I think that's what Joey and I are going to be doing for dinner tonight. Make a little chicken dinner. Let's go to the phones and go to T-Dub. T-Dub, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Hey, thanks, guys. I just had something I've been thinking about. You know, I know China does a lot of business with Africa. You know, they've past 10 years, they've been down there setting up shop, strip mining, you know, their natural resources, I know. But there's a lot of, you know, obviously a lot of air travel and travel back and forth from China and Africa. I just want to know, what's the news coming out, you know, of Africa? I don't see any kind of nothing about coronavirus in Africa.
Let me ask you a question for you, T-Dub. Sub-Saharan Africa has had very little coronavirus, COVID-19. They believe that may be because of the high amount concentration of malaria drugs that are being used down there.
I see.
I'm sorry?
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're going to continue on. China, and there was a Publica story that came out, and you heard them talking about Tiananmen Square. They said nobody died. Yes, they did. The Lean Forward Famine, 42 million people died. They said nobody did. These are a bunch of liars. Listen in.
This is what ProPublica, a study that they did, found. Several fake Twitter accounts tied to the Chinese government posting disinformation. They tracked more than 10,000 suspected fake Twitter accounts involved in a coordinated influence campaign with ties to the Chinese government. Among those are the hacked accounts of users from around the world that now post propaganda and disinformation about the corona outbreak, the Hong Kong protests, and other topics of state interest. You know, you think about how the media were so obsessed with Russian meddling in our 2016 election. Okay, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. You hear almost nothing. And this is ProPublica, which is not known as a conservative, yeah, you know, fact checker. But there's almost no interest in hunting down or calling out China for what they're doing on a pandemic, Steve. They're still covering for them. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, and I mean, they're spending $10 billion on this campaign. What did the Russians spend on it? $10,000? This is a massive effort on the part of China. It's not just a few Twitter accounts. It's thousands and thousands. I saw the ProPublica report, and then it died. I mean, it fell dead off the presses. Who picked it up? Who covered it? No one, as far as I know. And yet every Chinese embassy, every Chinese media outlet, including Hong Kong Phoenix Television, which was in the press conference yesterday with President Trump, they're all touting the great Chinese success in controlling the coronavirus epidemic when they haven't controlled it at all, and they spread it around the world.
Yeah. And it really is what they're doing. They're so worried about Russia interfering. And did China do that? And how intentional? We talked yesterday about the fact that they did over 2 billion masks and held them back. I mean, they tried to corner the market on it. Okay, so now Christian Fisher is going to be talking about Trump weighing in on freezing funds to the World Health Organization. Listen in.
President Trump is now threatening to freeze funding for the WHO, accusing the group of pro-China bias amid early evidence of human-to-human transmission. The president talking to Hannity last night on that. Here's what he had to say.
They called it wrong. They could have called it months earlier. They would have known. And they should have known. So we'll be looking into that very carefully. And we're going to put a hold on money spent to the WHO.
Kristen Fisher, she is live at the White House for us this morning. Hey,
there was a little bit of confusion about whether or not President Trump was just considering this or if he was actually doing it. In that briefing, he later clarified that he was just still looking at considering potentially freezing all U.S. funding to the World Health Organization. And, you know, this is very similar to some of his frustrations with NATO. He doesn't like that the United States continues to pay the lion's share of funding for this organization. And just take a look at some of these numbers. Over the last 2 years, the U.S. contributed nearly $900 million, almost double the second largest contribution, while China contributed just around $68 million. So the president is now accusing the World Health Organization of being too China-centric. At the briefing yesterday, he was asked what exactly he meant by that. Here's what he said.
They seem to come down on the side of China. Don't close your borders to China. Don't do this. They don't report what's really going on. They didn't see it, and yet they were there. They didn't see what was going on in Wuhan. They didn't see it. How do you not see it? They didn't see it. They didn't report it.
World Health Organization officials denying this morning that the body was China-centric and said, quote, we are still in the acute phase of a pandemic, so now is not the time to cut back on funding. But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says he's going to go ahead and take the burden of this decision off of the president's shoulders.
The next appropriations bill, there's not going to be any money for the WHO. I'm in charge of the appropriations subcommittee. I'm not going to support funding the WHO under its current leadership.
And that leadership holding a news conference this hour. Sandra, it's going to be fascinating to hear what exactly they say, how they respond to the president's accusations.
And they made some cheeky comment about body bags. If you want to see more body bags, then don't fund WHO. You know who else? You heard Lindsey Graham. He's on the subcommittee on appropriations. You know who else wants to pull this? Who's in charge of the committee? Senator Shelby. He did this thing of questioning WHO, our money, and their behavior to this whole thing. And did they cost us because they said, I mean, here's a World Health Organization saying that this was not a human-to-human transmitted disease. How could you get something so damn wrong? And did you just take what the Chinese told you and regurgitated it? Speaking of Lindsey Graham, let's listen to Lindsey Graham talking about sending China the bill.
Tonight there are growing calls for the World Health Organization director to resign after he and the WHO director facing calls for his resignation. Why? His failure to oversee China's coronavirus response and, frankly, disseminating propaganda from China. Joining us now, reaction, Senator Lindsey Graham. China's actions unforgivable. Do you support Marsha Blackburn's idea that China should forgive U.S. loans and bear some of the cost of what they did to us and the rest of the world?
Makes sense to me. If it were up to me, the whole world should send China a bill for the pandemic. This is the third pandemic to come out of China. They come from these wet markets where they have bats and monkeys with the virus, carrying the virus, intermingled with the food supply. Yeah, I'd make China pay big time. And here's the question for 2020. Who do you want to take on China, Trump or Joe Biden? I don't think that'd be a hard decision for most people.
That's exactly right. And that's the comparison there. So now Lindsey Graham's going to be talking about infrastructure bill and phase four.
Senator, the president's been saying the cure can't be worse than the problem. An unprecedented $2.2 trillion in relief. Americans who no fault of their own. We've talked about this at length. We got to protect them. We've bailed out Europe. We've saved the world from evil constantly. Up to $4 trillion also available from the Fed in loans. Now they're talking about $2 trillion infrastructure. Did we not learn shovel-ready jobs are not so shovel-ready?
Well, we got a different president. Obama, you know, spent $787 billion, and you didn't even get a T-shirt. This president, Trump, knows shovel-ready when he sees it. I think the Trump strategy and policy regarding the virus is working. We're driving down the curve every day. The president jumped ahead of everybody pretty much in the world to stop travel from China and eventually Europe. So I think we're going to be well below 100,000 in deaths. God, every death is terrible. But I think the president and his team have done a really good job working with the governors and the public to drive down the curve. And When it comes to what you do next, we need to look at China from top to bottom, get our medical supply chain back. And if we do a stimulus bill, it needs to stimulate the economy, not the government. We double the size of the Department of Education in the Obama stimulus package. That's not going to happen in the Trump stimulus package.
My only problem with Lindsey is that he says he's going to do a whole bunch of stuff. I haven't seen a lot of follow-through with it, particularly on the IG and things like that. Now, okay, you had impeachment, and then you jumped to Corona pretty fast. But, you know, I don't like the talk big and do nothing here. Let me move down to Rick Scott here, and he's going to be talking about a congressional probe into the World Health Organization. When you get these kind of players, and I mentioned this to Shelby, I mean to Sessions yesterday, this is getting some velocity and mass behind this issue.
Tell us why you believe the World Health Organization is in part culpable for this disaster.
Well, first off, they just work for China, communist China. First, they said on January 14th in a tweet that there's no evidence that there was human-to-human transmission. Lie. Then they said, like, I think on the 20th or something, China's doing a great job. Lie. I asked them, and then when Trump did the right thing by doing the travel ban, they attacked Trump for doing the wrong thing. I asked them to do an investigation of China back in February. I started talking about this like you did back in January. Did they ever do it? No. If they had done their job, everybody would have gotten more ready. We wouldn't have shut down this economy, and we wouldn't have all these people dead all over the world. So I want an investigation. I'm on Homeland Security. I've talked to the chairman, Ron Johnson. He's agreed to do it. We're going to investigate. Why did they do what they did? What was their purpose? And why are we, as American taxpayers, giving them some of our dollars?
You know, Rick Scott has been a real pleasant surprise here. I thought he did a very good job as governor, particularly with all when we had back-to-back-to-back hurricanes. I thought he did a good job of that, also handling the vote down there. But he has been a pleasant surprise going from a chief executive to a legislator in the Senate. Those two things are very different. Let's continue on with Rick Scott talking about stop funding to the WHO.
Bill Gates, who is the single largest donor, I think he gives more than anybody other than the United States World Health Organization, is out there this week saying the lockdown needs to continue indefinitely. Why are the people affiliated with the World Health Organization still treated as serious people when so many of them are liars and buffoons?
Well, first off, we should never ever buy one more product from China. When you buy a product from China, you have to say, that's the group of people, all right, that completely lied to us and forced us to shut down our economy and killed American citizens and Italian and Spaniards on top of stealing all of our jobs before. They lie, and the WHO has been right up there with them, helping them. They've parroted whatever communist China said.
How long are we going to continue to fund this organization, do you think?
I hope this is the last year. And by the way, not only do I not want to fund the WHO, let's get the information. I can't imagine it's going to get any better than what we already know. Why are we funding organizations that are lying to us? I think we pay about 21% of their budget. China is way less than 1% of their budget. So what's going on here? Why are they parroting what China's doing? And did they follow their protocol? I doubt that they followed their protocol for pandemics. I bet the WHO didn't do it, and why didn't they do it? By the way, we've got to create an American delivery system for pandemics, for protective gear, for ventilators, for therapeutics. Stop this stuff of relying on China for anything.
Somebody just texted me, and I'm shocked I didn't think of this. They went down to Sweet Creek Farm Market, were getting the chickens, and the two chicken halves for $10, but they also picked up a chocolate bourbon pecan pie for Easter. I totally forgot, but that's the place to go. You want pies, cakes, and things to have with your Easter dinner? That's the place to go. Going to be back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
Show.
Take me to the river. Washington.
want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the king of clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress. We will be closed until further notice due to the coronavirus pandemic. I will be available for private appointments most days. We are well stocked with mattresses in twin, twin long, full, queen, and king sizes. My delivery crews are off, but drop-off deliveries are available on most products, or bring your truck and I will load you up. Call me at 334-549-6212 if you have an urgent need for a new mattress. That's 334-549-6212. Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Folks, stock market is coming back here today. We're as long as we don't fade out at the like we did yesterday. It seems to be pretty strong and very consistent, which I like. Up 642 points now. It's an add-on of 100 points from where we started at the show. But as you start seeing these things coming together, I don't want you to be left at the starting gate. If you're thinking about listing and selling your home, what I want you to do is copy a telephone number down that I'm going to give you so you can call Wallace and Moody Realtors, Paul and Christy Mello. Remember, skip Zillow, call Mello. And here's why. When the market gets re-engaged, which it does during the summer, it normally is kind of the Memorial Day to Labor Day. It's the big time in the market. So you're about to come into it. And what you need to do is be prepared. You need to get a realtor online. You need to have confidence in them. You need to talk to them about what price you need for your house, what type of things you need done to your house so it'll sell at the price that you want. They need to come up with a marketing plan. They need to have all that ready to go. So when the market gets re-engaged, you are going to be at the starting line ready to go. That's Paul and Christy Mello with Wallace and Moody Realty. So get ready to copy. It's an important telephone number, 334-399-7648, 399-7648. Paul and Christy Mello, Wallace and Moody Realty, Skip Mello, Skip Zillow, Cole Miller. Okay. Let's get to Kevin McCarthy here. Now, this additional phase four stuff, I'm not feeling it. Now, they are going to go back and they're going to add money because the SBA loans and this stuff, the payroll protection, has been wildly successful. Not to mention that the banks are reluctant because they don't know enough about it. They didn't educate them. And they're kind of learning. Matter of fact, I had to go through with a banker and kind of talk about different things that places where he could kind of learn some stuff. And so they're talking about giving additional funds to phase three versus phase four. This is Kevin McCarthy. Isn't that playing?
We're hearing some talk between the Treasury Secretary and leaders over in the Senate, McConnell and Schumer, about possibly getting another thing done as quickly as this week, at least on the Senate side. What is being teed up, and how quickly could the House act on that?
Well, I talked to the Secretary of Treasury today, Mnuchin. What we're finding is the part of CARES Act that takes care of small businesses, those businesses that have less than 500 employees, you can get a loan from your local bank. And the loan, if you use it to pay your employees, pay your rent, and pay your utilities, becomes a grant. You don't pay that back. It is a very effective plan to help keep people employed, help keep small businesses afloat. They've been able to do almost $70 billion in 2 days. That's about twice as much as the SBA has done the entire last year. This is very successful and is needed. So the secretary would like to increase that funding. That's $350 billion now, to increase that by $250. The Senate is looking at it maybe in a pro forma session to be able to pass that on Thursday and maybe move it to the House. I would like to move it from the House on Friday if they're able to pass it and send it to the president. So there's no stoppage of keeping people employed, keeping small businesses afloat, giving them that 2 month of liquidity as a grant to keep us stronger when we come out of this and get the economy back moving again.
Okay, let me tell you a couple of things that are wrong with the system. When you do it, what you do is you put in your payroll and it multiplies it times 2.5, and that becomes your initial amount of money. But only 75% of the money that you have is, or only 25% of the money you get can be used towards utilities and rent. And in my people that I deal with, their rent and utilities represent more than 25% of their money, because most of the people that are in my clients' group are making more than the $1,254 a week that you can sign off on for payroll. So there's a flaw in that system, and they need to get that worked out. And hopefully this next piece, they will get that done. Madeline, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
I don't have scooters in there.
Madeline?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm calling about an earlier call. This woman that called and was talking about negative things about Trump, how he lied about this and lied about the virus and stuff, and that it was all his fault for not letting everybody know ahead of time. But I'm here to tell her right now that she's not telling the truth. For one thing, why in the world would President Trump sabotage his own election by getting reelected when the economy has gone down the drain just about? So why would he jeopardize that? He had nothing to do with the coronavirus or knowing about it earlier.
Are you referring to Amy from yesterday?
I don't know if it was yesterday. I thought it was this morning.
She called my show this morning, yes.
Amy did?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah, it was sweet of her.
So I wanted to tell her straight up forward that President Trump would not go to the extreme to ruin his own reelection by allowing the economy to go down because of the coronavirus. I mean, he would have jumped on it earlier if he'd have known all that.
I agree with that.
So go Trump. Go Trump.
Thanks, Madeline.
All right. Put me on Sweet Creek if you don't mind.
Madeline, give me a month and day of birth.
77.
77, that's a good one. Madeline, you're in, girl. We're going to do that drawing Instead, okay. We're going to join on Friday, but it's going to be at 1:30 to 1:45 instead of 2:30 to 2:45. So listen in, okay?
1:35, you said?
Yes, 1:30 to 1:45.
Okay, thank you. Have a blessed day. Be safe.
Thank you. I'll be back right after this.
Show. He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny and Concrete, beautiful changes.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
I am announcing the suspension of my campaign.
Bernie Sanders is out of the presidential race, leaving Joe Biden the last Democrat standing. Sanders tells supporters the former vice president's a very decent man, whom he will work with to move progressive ideas forward. Biden, in a statement, says he wants to commend Bernie for being a powerful voice for a fairer and more just America. A program to help small businesses keep paying people during the coronavirus outbreak has been popular, according to the Federal Small Business Administration.
The SBA says they've processed more than 340,000 loans and have disbursed more than $90 billion through more than 3,500 lending institutions. The SBA says, as a result, more than 9.5 million American jobs have been saved. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is now calling on Congress to provide $250 billion more for the federal program.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We'll be radar watching later on today and tonight for maybe a few stronger storms in the area. It'll be a warm day with a high temperature up to about 84. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. And again, some of the storms could be strong with damaging wind gusts and maybe some hail. Overnight low temperature down to about 68. Tomorrow, I think high temperatures will be at least in the low 80s. There could be some isolated showers around as a front moves through the area. That front delivers much cooler air. Friday's high around 70, I think, to dry day. I think much of Saturday is dry with a high in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms in the overnight hours Saturday night, and some of the storms on Easter Sunday could be severe. We're watching that storm system very carefully. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do.
272-9228, that's where we are. Don't forget, we're going to do this weekly farm market gift basket drawing, which is available for any caller. We're going to do that Friday at 1:30 to 1:45 instead of our normal 2:30 to 2:45. Let's continue on with Kevin McCarthy talking about breaking the logjam and more money coming into the system at SBA.
For Washington, that speed would be lightning-like to see something that quick. And I know a lot of people think that there's a lot of bipartisan goodwill about getting this done, and everybody is united in making sure these small businesses that make up the backbone of our economy will be able to get that help. Now, there's some concerns, though. A piece in the LA Times, an op-ed by a couple of professors, says, in the rush to implement the CARES Act bailouts, the applications from customers the banks already know are the ones getting accepted and processed. Small businesses that have never been vetted for a loan or that don't already have an account at an SBA-approved lender will face long delays. What do you say to those folks who are worried they're going to get caught up in this paperwork and delays and they won't have the liquidity that you talked about?
Well, that's why we're adding another $250 billion, so people do not have to rush. More than 3,000 banks have already qualified. Every day we improve. I just had another community bank in my district get approved. Think about how fast we are moving. This could have been done last week if Nancy Pelosi had not held the bill up. But we're getting that money out. We got twice as much money out that the SBA did the entire last year in 2 days. And with the way we're utilizing it, the SBA is guaranteeing it, but your local community bank is working through this. From B of A on down to just to the locals. There are some that have to apply to become part of the SBA Lending 7A program, and that may take a day or so, but we're working through that. We know there's a great need. That's why we want to put more money into this. This has been a very successful program when you look on every angle, and I think this is where we can show bipartisanship. Let's put America first. Let's make sure small businesses who employ more people than any large business is able to stay afloat during these next 2 months to keep us moving in a stronger economy. Remember, when we got into this problem, we had the strongest economy in the world, and we could even have a stronger one when we get out of it.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how is the painting business doing today?
Very well. Today I had rain, and so I'm just rebuilding shutters for a customer because they cost so much. The wood shutters now are unbelievably high. So a lot of these old shutters in McGee Estates and Arrowhead are starting to wear out. To save money, I've been saving the old ones and reconstructing them for people, and it worked out pretty good, guys. It is amazing how much these viruses and contagions out of Asia, these are Asian pathogens that other races on Earth don't seem to hardly have any antibodies to, especially the black folks. Their susceptibility to infection really, I got better statistics this morning on how much it's affecting the black community more than anything. And because of hypertension seems to be the...
It's the underlying problems that people have. That's what the problem is. When you look at the numbers and they are really sad down in Louisiana, you look at the number of patients compared to the population, you have a 30% population that's African-American with 68% of the cases being African-American. When you look at the male population in the New Orleans area, it's about 14% African male, and it is well over 50% of the patients that are that have corona.
Yes, it's really a tragedy because they seem to be defenseless, and of course we all could be, but it is hitting certain ethnic groups much harder. And you know, of course, there's some nasty comments going around about that's because of lack of medical attention. No, it's just lifestyle the forces of nature, I think, are at work here. I'm in agreement with these guys about the World Health Organization. It's pretty obvious now what's been going on. And it is a very much a parallel of what was going on with NATO. I think that's a good comparison, don't you think so?
I think so, and I can go into the Red Top School of Finance, pull the money, right?
You better believe it. Very quickly, on Dick Cavett the other night, this is a very old show.
Had to be.
yes, but it was George Bush and Ambassador George Bush
from
to China.
Yep.
When all this started. And he was on for at least 15 minutes, and this guy, this is where the New World Order started. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. A lot of the ideas and philosophies that are in practice now, George Bush previewed in clear detail on that show. And it was striking to hear, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I kind of commented on that since I had a ringside seat to that. When George Bush, you know, Reagan went over to China, and we did a China diplomatic cause type thing because we were trying to kind of get them more into the world with us and not against us. But George Bush took it to a whole different level, and he really kind of gave them and he looked the other way, to be honest with you. I think it's because of his background as ambassador to China.
Yes. Let me thank you again for y'all guys hooking me up to another customer. I did get a chance to meet Eric. What a nice fella. I don't think you've met him before, but he was a caller that called the other day. And his son, he introduces me to his son. And this is this quote guy about 5'11". And I'm thinking, okay, this guy, his son's 20 years old. No, this kid's 14. He apparently is on the Barron Trump diet of growing your child a foot a year or something. This kid was huge, and he's a smart guy. What nice people. I hope we can work together, and thank you guys again for being such a blessing to me.
Who was the other one? Was it Cinderella?
No, I'm working with Cinderella now.
Oh, okay.
This is another person.
I know. I was going back to the other one. Well, you tell Cinderella I said hi. Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
On fixing shutters, can you repair a sliding glass door that the wood has rotted on the bottom?
Oh yeah, yeah. There's a lot of these. What kind of door now? A front door?
Sliding glass door to one of my game rooms.
Oh, it has actually got a wood frame.
Yep.
Interesting.
I know. Not many of those left.
And
there's a reason for that.
yes.
And that's exactly what my problem is the reason for that.
It is very possible you could use something like a shutter rail or get a router and route out a groove to set the glass in. It is obviously the bottom piece you're talking about to have the rollers in it.
I am.
Does it have rollers or does it just slide in a groove?
I think it has rollers.
Yeah, okay. There's very, very various ways to deal with that. And unfortunately, we all miss Moody's Hardware, which probably had every part for your house in it. Over on, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, absolutely. D. Moody was a great friend of ours.
Oh, yes, yes. They had every screw, every hinge, everything that went in McGee Estate. That's all you
had to do. Yeah, I would say that you're probably going to need to go and get a piece of wood and then route it out like you were saying and then reattach it to the door. But if you're in my neighborhood, you've got my cell phone, right?
No. Why don't we go off air?
Joey will give you my cell phone number.
Yeah, and I can do that. And, yes, I have very often had to fabricate stuff. That's why the slogan for my company is Creative Options, Master Results.
I like that. You hang on. He's going to give you my number. You got my number?
He'll
give you my number, and then you just text me if you're in the neighborhood, okay?
I sure will. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Sam.
Sam,
how are you?
I'm upset. I've been listening to your show again.
You're not upset at me, are you?
No, Lord, no. I respect so much what you're doing. In fact, I had a quick thought, and I just thought I'd chime in. With all this loan money being thrown around now.
Yeah.
I remember a couple years ago hearing you lament and talk about that maybe going statewide with your show, picking up another antenna or two.
Yeah.
It'd be nice here in Troy. I'm right on the edge of your signal. And I just wanted to see what you thought about that. Is this a good time maybe to expand?
It may be a good time to expand because radio sales are plummeted here. Well, it's when businesses can't do business, they don't see a need to advertise. Is basically what happens. I've dealt with SBA through clients of mine, and unless they're doing some kind of special gee whiz deal, SBA is terrible to work with.
Right.
I mean, terrible to work with.
That's just a thought I had.
I would prefer to do a crowdfunding $7 million and go buy everything.
That's right.
Have the audience myself own it.
Yes, sir. Can I get it on Sweet Freak this week?
No. Sure.
Please.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm up to right now. We're busy on the farm. I'm trying to, it's going to be tomorrow or next day that I'll spend a couple of days in Montgomery. And this is going to be it. It's either going to be the ribs. I'm thinking ribs. I went Boston butt last time.
Well, the ribs two slabs for $25. And then they got the chicken, the half chicken. Yeah. Now, you can't go wrong with that now.
Can't go wrong with that. Well, I'll see what Reeves got when I get there. I'm not sure when I'm going to come rolling first.
We're doing the drawing on Friday between 1:30 and 1:45 because of Friday hour, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, man. I'm listening to the show. Thank you very much.
And what's your month and day of birth?
Oh, man, I'm sorry. What is it? 3/5.
Yeah. I love it when people can't remember their birthday.
I know.
Dog.
Sam, well, you have a good one, my friend.
It's beautiful weather out here. Bye.
Bye. Is it still not humid? Is Benji going to be... Benji was mad at me because we didn't go to the park.
Yeah, I just had somebody send me a story that somebody working from home wrote up an HR complaint against their cat. Like, you turn off the power supply at crucial moments of the workday. You walk on the keyboard for unfinished work emails. We're going to have to talk to you about this.
Yeah, Benji likes to get his fat head on my keyboard.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, he has no clue. When his head gets on my screen, it blots out half of it.
That's the golden in him.
Oh, man. We're going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
If you would give me all, I would give it to you. Nothing would be. No matter where you go, there will always be a place. Can't you see it in my face?
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2,
Caesar has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walk, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
And watch how you play. They don't understand.
You know the Mike song, right?
Oh, man, this is a great song. This is my beach song.
Beach song?
I can't remember what grade I was in. I think it was like seventh grade. I was right. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Duke. Duke, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, Dan. How are you?
Doing great. Tommy James and the Shondells. I'm great.
I'm good. Something you said about Lindsey Graham. You know, he talks a lot, and nothing ever happens. And with this WHO, you know, what are they just talking, or is something ever going to happen to?
Well,
things we do business, because it's ridiculous.
That's what we have to find out, is that is Lindsey Graham, out of all the things that he's said he's going to do, I'm just waiting for one of them to get done.
Yeah. I tell you what, this has changed a lot of things that people are looking at.
Yeah, let me tell you, all of us need to be thinking. We're going to do this 1 hour one day. We need to be thinking about what is our life going to be like, and what do we want our life to be like? I mean, for example, going out to dinner and going to restaurants. Are people going to change doing that? Are they going to back off a little bit? I'm not, but are people going to? You know, there's a natural human impulse that happens with these things. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to start seeing changes that are out there.
Well, I sure as heck hope so. Can I get in on Sweet Creek?
No. Yes, you can. Do give me month and day of birth, 8-8?
8-8, yes, sir.
Yeah.
I hope something changes. But if we don't get the house back, nothing's going to change for another 2 years, right?
If we don't get the house back, it is going to be a hellacious 2 years.
How much did Obama in his 8 years, how many trillions of dollars did he add to the deficit? 10 or 12?
I think it was more towards the 12 range.
Oh, okay. That's something to really think about, too. But anyway.
Well, it's all been right. Kind of appreciated.
Oh, go ahead. Okay. What?
I was going to say it's been kind of exponential growth, not literally, but each president since the turn of the century.
Well, you had George W. that did the Gulf War.
Yeah.
And you had a balanced budget during the Clinton era. And you had 9/11, you had Gulf War I, Gulf War II, and then it started kind of barreling. Then you had the Great Decline and the shovel-ready projects, everyone remembers that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that got us up to about 1920, and we're at, 23 now?
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you for your time.
Have a good week.
Bob Rogers. Bob, welcome aboard the network show.
What you know
good, Dan? How are you?
What you know good, Dan? I guess I'm doing fine, just kind of bored, sitting around here drinking a margarita, listening to Joey and Dan, and all that's going on. I know that you had Sessions on the other day. You had Tuberville. They both called in recently, and Oh, I don't know. I wanted to indicate that I, after the all the hoopla on the second district, you know, we have 17 candidates.
A bunch of them.
Yeah, it was a bunch. And I heard Barry, I heard Terry. I don't know if you had Jessica Taylor on there or not.
I did have Jessica.
But, I hadn't caught that interview. But anyway, that was an interesting few months working with those people. I got to know all of them, and it was like brothers and sisters, or maybe they looked at me more of a like a father figure. I don't know. But you had a young fella out of Dothan down there, Richard Brown, that he was a go-getter. And I had to mention him a few times, and I really commended him because most people his age would be coming up as a Democrat, you know, liberal, the liberal philosophies. And I just really commended him on his efforts to come on out as a conservative. And he did good, you know. But now you had all the other ones. I don't know how we're going to look now on this runoff with Barry and Jeff. And I really feel like that Barry's going to look better. And I've endorsed Barry. And also Tuberville, by the way. And the reason being on Barry is that I feel like he's going to be better set for the November general than would Jeff. And I feel like they're trying to set Jeff up to win in this. A lot of people are trying to set him, the Dems are trying to set him up to win so they can place him up with, what's her name, Harvey Hall in the general. And I think Jeff's got so much baggage that it's going to be hard for him to step out of that. They're going to make him look like a mental midget. What do you think?
I think the odds of that particular Democratic candidate winning the second congressional district would be slim and none.
Okay.
I mean, if Coleman gets the nomination, they better have something really good on him to try for that particular candidate to win that race.
Right.
She just doesn't have it. I mean, she was just put in there to have a name on a ballot.
Okay. Well, I've noticed that in some key areas I see Coleman signs coming up. Normally you would not see Republican signs coming up in that area. And you've probably seen some in the area where you live. In that area normally, you would not see a Republican sign in those neighborhoods.
You're talking about my neighborhood?
No. Well, I'm talking about in the Brentwood area, generally speaking.
Okay, yeah.
Let's say Carter Hill, back in that area, Fernway, you see a lot of that. And I'm just thinking it's more of a setup than it would be for anything else to set up for the general election in November. Well, what you've been doing since the political hoopla?
Well, we haven't had anything to talk about at all.
Nothing to talk about.
Yeah. Nothing whatsoever.